The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Unanimous decision, Trakor!
I thought when I get in the UFC, my life would get easier. My life's just getting harder, fighting the tougher guys. I know how good I am, and I'm where I should be.
Corey Sandhagen, ladies and gentlemen!
Hi, Jamie English. Hello, everybody. Welcome to UFC Unfiltered.
Hello.
It's myself, Matt Serra, and the great Jamie English. Jamie, how are you, buddy?
I'm very well. I'm smashing, actually.
You look great, man. You look really well-groomed today.
Thanks. I took tart last time and I groomed my beard.
It's all making sense now. And I noticed the other day with Jimmy, too. And I'm the only one. I got the memo, but I don't read memos. You understand? Stay with me. This thing's being... You know, they did little video clips and stuff, you know? But now it's being it's aired, like on Fight Pass. This is a podcast.
Oh, really?
It's being aired.
Oh, God.
Now, is that right or wrong? Now, look, hey, don't make like you don't know, motherfucker. I think you know. Do you know why? Because you look well-groomed today. Jimmy came in, the little Jimmy Bird, the other day, and usually he comes in with his Anderson Silva's like hoodie, and he comes in like all like sloppy. He came in like little Jimmy Bird was going out on a date, you know? And meanwhile, I'm just, you know, slobbing it. I mean, I just throw on anything, you know? I'm just saying, I mean, this is being put out there.
It's sleek casual in your case, mate.
You think I look good?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, I told you when women come up to me and they approach me, I show them see what I got here?
Yeah.
My kids got me this, my wedding ring. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's what I tell them. It lets them down gently.
Well, otherwise you'd have to beat them off with a stick.
I'm not going to lie to you. They don't come up to me. But if they did, that's what I would say.
Okay.
You know, I tell that to my wife. I go, hey, listen, if they come up to me, I go, husband, father, let's get back to business. And also,
hold on.
Also, I'm expecting a Reebok shipment into my house. And so I don't got it yet. So I throw in anything. I got Adidas across my chest like a fucking superhero. This ain't good.
Oh.
This ain't fucking good. I didn't know. I mean, this is new to me. I got to treat this like it's not being...
Schoolboy era.
It's not being... I'm not being like... I'm not trying to go against the man.
No.
You know what I mean?
Don't do
I got to make a living. I just throw on whatever. And then I go, oh, fuck. People are going to see this.
But Reebok is very comfortable, in case you're wondering.
Yeah. Oh, no. I'm going to be wearing that. I mean, you know, it wouldn't help. It wouldn't hurt to get a sponsorship. Except like a personal sponsorship. Between this and looking for a fight and everything. But let's get the business. On today's episode, soon we got Corey Sandhagen calling in.
That's awesome.
And he just beat Rafael Sunsau. We were just watching that before. As you walked in, I was watching that.
Yeah.
And he did it handedly.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't like it was really a close battle. I mean, he was just on. And he was, and you know, Sunsau is, that's a guy well-respected.
Yeah.
You know, he beat some guys. He beat Aljo. Close fight.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
But, look at them. They're getting ready. You know, we're doing Skype now. I mentioned that earlier in the show.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah. That's why you saw. When I look, you know what's funny about me and you? It's not really funny, but it's just an observation.
Okay.
You know what?
We have similar accents.
Maddie's big head is covering the fucking camera, so I shouldn't even say something smart now because it's going to fucking ruin the whole shot. I'm going to talk to you. You got a big fucking melon. You go, oh, that's great. You know? But What's funny about
that is a large head as well.
Man, get the fuck out of the way. Seriously. Well, get out of this way. But we're polar opposites a lot. Besides ours, we have a sick sense of humor, which is dark, and we'll keep that between us. But also,
indeed, we do.
Also, our love of martial arts.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But wait, look at you. Even you're very quiet. You're like soft spoken.
Yeah.
I'm not as soft spoken. Loud's kind of rude. I don't want to say I'm loud.
No, you're on the scale of soft spoken.
Well,
for deaf people.
Well, don't just say that.
Okay.
I like that his head's in the way. You know, nobody's ever see that clip of that joke. But also, like even that, like soft spoken, and I'm looking at you. You're like a fucking wolf man, an English wolf man. Look at you. Look at you. Got all not in a bad way. You got so much hair. Like on your, oh, Corey Sandhagen.
Hey.
What's up, buddy?
What's up, fellas? How are you?
Hey,
oh,
Corey.
This is so great. We're so new. First of all, could he see us? Can you see me?
No.
He can't see us, but you can hear us.
I can hear you guys. I think the camera's just pointed in the middle of
you.
You
guys. See my arm, yeah, don't
can,
you?
Yeah, I can see
these
arm.
Motherfuckers. Can you guys get this shit straight? What up, Corey? I'm here. Up, my man? Buddy Jamie English is here. Don't make it awkward for the guy. Make sure he can see us. All right, Corey, this is your moment. Corey, you're suddenly realizing why they don't got me doing like a Joe Rogan type job. He's like, holy fuck, what kind of show is this? But listen, man, yeah, we're new to the whole Skype thing. But hey, man, myself, Jamie English is right next to me. First of all, congratulations, dude. Holy shit, man. What a fucking show versus Rafael Sunsau the other night.
Yeah, very impressive.
Ah, cool. Thanks, man. I'm glad that you thought so.
Yeah, I mean, everybody thought so. And what I like about this show today, later on we got Dracar Close calling in, is this is like the Dark Horse show right here. These are guys that aren't talked about enough, that should be talked about, should be getting some shine. And they're both on today's episode because Trakar's a stud too.
Yeah,
we're gonna talk to him later on. So Corey, tell me something. With Sunsau, you never lost. You have one loss, really quick. You have one loss, and in that loss, you said something about you punked out in it or something. Tell me about that real quick, and what changed after that.
Yeah. I would describe myself as. I mean, everyone's a hard worker, but I would describe myself as. I got to this point with a lot of gifts, but also with a lot of hard work. So with that, man, like the one fight that I lost, dude, like I worked very, very hard and in the gym and everywhere, like how I live my lifestyle, like everything is very disciplined and everything is very hard working. So like when I was in that fight, man, like for whatever reason, I just didn't want to be in it anymore. And I kind of punked out and I acted like a bitch in that fight and I didn't want to get hit. And I just was a punk, you know, and I left leaving that fight. And I was like, man, like what, like who was that? Like that was not the person that is grinding every single day and doing extra stuff after practice and living a really clean life. So when that happened, man, I really needed to address a lot of things like with my ego and why I was fighting. And I started seeing a performance coach and, I really got down and figured out which ego that was kind of telling me to punk out and not to win. And I figured that out. And since then, like all of my performances have been about at the level that I'm training at, which is what I've been looking for my entire career.
You said mentally, wait, what kind of coach did you say?
A sports performance coach. So he's not a psychologist, but yeah, his name is Joey Fritz. He's just a performance coach.
Okay, so did he talk to you about the mental aspect of it, or?
Well, yeah, I mean, just like a lot of it is putting out fires, but then a lot of it is also like how to perform at your highest and like dealing with little fears and just kind of mindset going into a fight and all of that stuff.
Are you a big film guy? Do you watch a lot, like leading up to this fight with Sunsau? You watching a lot of? Do you watch a lot of tape on your opponent, or does your camp do that?
Yeah, our camp will do that. I'll watch a little bit too. Not really like too specific. Like when people watch film, they get really specific with all of that. I don't get too specific. I just like to see how they move. I like to see maybe like one or two shots that they take and what happens in scrambles, when about they start to get tired, and that's kind of all I watch for.
You know what I really liked? I liked when you went back after that first round. First of all, picking them apart. And Sunsau's no punk, man. And he was, I mean, going. I loved the mixing it up to the body, back up legs, feet, everything. When you went back to the and when things were landing, you were like pointing to him like, oh, like that hurt. And I could tell you were in the moment when you went back to the corner. The first I seen you talk, well, you know, I got him. That's what you said to them right away. You go, mm-hmm. I got him. What did you feel? You just you had his rhythm down right away. What were you feeling when you went back to that corner?
That's probably one of my favorite moments in the fight is about like a minute and a half in. The feeling of like, all right, we both know I'm better. I don't know if Rafael really knew it or what, but for me on my end, it was like, okay. Cause I mean, you go into a fight and you don't really know, like everyone wants to like say like, oh yeah, I'm the greatest. I believe in myself so much, blah, blah, blah. But when it comes down to it and you're standing in that cage and you're both across from each other, you don't really know, man. And like, you're going to go figure that out in about 10 seconds or whenever they tell you to touch gloves. So, realizing in the fight that like, all right, this guy has nothing for me. He's not going to be able to out scramble me. He's not able to hit me. He's a little bit too slow. So, yeah, I mean, that's what I meant when I went after the first round. I had my timing, I had my range, and I felt free, and I knew that was going to be the rest of the fight.
Now, you're unbeaten in the UFC, and mm-hmm. you're on a hell of a streak. When your first fight in the UFC, any jitters? I mean, you're showing what I saw in the end of that first round was your corner was very smart. They're almost like, okay, but like they were trying to almost say like, all right, don't get too cocky, like, all right, stay sharp, because it's like you knew you had it, so you don't even know what you, I mean, it's so damn confident. I loved it. Your first fight in there, any difference with the UFC jitters and whatnot? Because you're not showing it, or you didn't show your first fight either.
No, and that's what kind of working with the sports coach and kind of just me like figuring out a lot of things like philosophically, kind of going down like a different path of like what's really important, what's not really important, and like. This is not like the way that I mean it, but this is the way that I can like portray it the best is I go out into a fight and obviously I care about winning and losing and I'll fight with every inch of me in order to get the win. But man, I don't really give a shit. Like people can say what they want afterwards. People can, like the money, like whatever, man. Like I go out and my main purpose and my main value is to fight and make the performance look as beautiful as I can and showcase all of the things that I've been working on. And anything else past that is just going to be a bonus. So when I go in with that mentality of like, listen, I'm just going to go fight how I want to fight and create this art that I want to create. Everything else on top of that is just a bonus. And it means very little to me other than that one thing. Obviously, winning is important. Obviously, making some money while I'm doing this is important. But all of those things don't even line in comparison to my real purpose, which is for me to go and display my art.
That's nice. You like express yourself out there. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, man. I mean, Bruce Lee said it the best. Like, it's hard to fully go out and express yourself. And I've learned that it is because of all the other temptations and all of the things that people might be saying. But for me, man, it's a full expression. I go out and I do what I want to do. And luckily it's exciting for everyone to watch, but I stay true to that. I stay true to my expression.
You a big Bruce Lee fan?
Yeah, pretty big. He was a little bit before my time. Yeah. A little bit, but yeah, big Bruce Lee fan. I like more his interviews and like his movies. His movies are a little dated for my generation.
You know what's so funny about that is when myself and Jamie English were growing up, people didn't know that shit wasn't like he can't just kick 10 guys in the face. You know what I mean? Now you yeah. guys grew up at 27. You guys grew up on with MMA, so yeah. you know what the real yeah. shit is. We didn't know that. Yeah. We're watching like Chuck, and not that they can't do anything, but you know, we're watching fucking Steven Seagal take out a bar. Holy shit, Aikido, right? Get out of here with true. That shit. Oh, really? Wait, hey, let me ask you before we get into what's next for you. That back tattoo, holy fuck, Corey, where'd that come from?
Yeah, I started that a couple of years ago. It's been like a real long process yeah. trying to finish that thing. But yeah, I mean, it got done. It kind of looks like a smeared fingerprint on TV, but up close, it looks all right.
No, but now nothing. Now, what do you got against the front of your body? You don't want to put nothing on. That's awesome. No, but you look at you, you're like, oh, look at this clean cut kid. Oh, his ears. You turn around, it's like, ah, it's the fucking devil. Now, I'm only, it's like this. No, but you're going to scare some motherfuckers, Corey, because you're like you know, you got your smile. He's a nice looking kid. And then, you know, you turn around and be like, oh, there might be a dark side to this motherfucker.
Right? I think that describes me pretty close, man.
Dude, I'll tell you. That's what you do from now on at weigh-ins. They're looking at you. They're sizing you up. Just make sure you turn around. They'll get a glimpse of your fucking back. And they'll be like, oh, shit, there's another side to this guy. All right, now listen, Corey, what's next now, man? I mean, hey, listen, you're taking out, I mean, quite the feather in your cap with that Rafael Sunsau. I mean, you got... your platform, man. I mean, who do you want next?
It's got to be someone big that's going to do something for my name. I mean, I was asking for an interim belt after this because I wanted to kind of plant the seed of that idea going into everyone's head. So at least that they know that that's what I want. Did I think that I was going to deserve or earn that after this one? I mean, that's not really up to me. I know that I'm just going to keep fighting and keep winning fights. But as far as the next one goes, yeah, man, like a Moraes, a Cruz, or a big name like Faber, Frankie's coming down, Aljamain would all be good, Jan would be good. All of the fights that are potentially for me next are all really good fights that are all really going to do a lot for my name, and I don't think it's going to be for an interim belt, unfortunately, but that's the case. So like, I'm not stressing it too much. Whoever they give me next is going to be a big name, and it's going to do a lot for me. So whatever those names are, whoever that is, that's going to be awesome for me.
Well, I'll tell you, man, everybody took notice after this fight. I know I did. I know I wanted you on here to talk to you after that. I'm glad you're getting some shine now. I'm glad people are taking notice. You're entertaining as hell. And I can't wait to see what's next for you, buddy. Congratulations.
Yeah, it was a great performance.
Yeah, man, that's really awesome. I appreciate that, man.
All right, man. Take care, Corey.
Take care, Corey.
All right, you guys too.
See you soon.
Later.
All right, man. That way, listen, man, I like the way he's looking at me, looking at his neck. That's gonna be weird. Hey, Corey, that's fucking great. You guys gotta get on that shit. All right. Hey, Corey, he's still there. Take care, Corey.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed, also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
All right, man. Listen, it feels like one of those FaceTimes when it froze. Yeah. We're new to the whole Skype thing, but damn, is it fun?
That's nice.
Isn't it fun?
It's nice to see someone's face, actually.
You know what's another thing that's dated is that whole thing where it's like, to that kid, that's no big deal. He grew up with all this shit. I'm talking about FaceTime, like Skype.
Yeah.
You know, that's Star Trek to me still.
Yeah, it's a bit bizarre.
I don't want to sound like Longo. You know, I don't want to date myself. I ain't like Longo's age, but I'm getting up there.
Wow.
I got fucking arthritis in my knees, man. That sucks, Jamie English.
How did that happen?
Well, you know, don't get no dirty fucking jokes on here.
What, me?
The fuck you think?
You're a married man. I know that's...
even if I wasn't, what the fuck am I doing on my knees? You're a sick fuck. And I'm a sick fuck because you didn't even say anything.
Exactly.
But I know you're a sick deviant bastard. They think... something about that chair. You got Jimmy in there, a little sick little bird.
I feel the residue.
You got you. All right. I thought that was fun with Corey.
Yeah, it was cool.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Smooth, except for the beginning and the end.
Yeah. But the middle bit, amazing.
The middle was great. I like Corey, man.
Yeah.
His tattoo could scare fucking Satan.
I mean,
I don't know. I got his. No, but it's just like you see him, and he turns around, you're like, oh, what
Jesus.
The? What's that happening? Yeah, what? Yeah. Somebody get a hold of this kid and start inking up his back? Yo, Dracar close to another fucking stud. What time is Dracar calling in, guys?
12:45.
What time is it now? I just want to know.
What we're getting Jimmy.
Oh, we got fucking Jimmy Bird calling in.
Oh, sweet.
What the fuck?
That's excellent.
This is great.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be wearing a tee. I'm going to get fired. Got a piece of tape? You know? Can a brother get a sponsorship?
I was rolling.
I was listening to Fight the Power before. I'm very uppity.
Oh yeah,
I don't know. I'm
getting excited.
At the end of the day, I'm happy to be
here.
Hey, there.
I was rolling with one of your black belts today.
Who are you rolling with today?
Eric Sherman.
Oh, Eric Sherman.
Yeah,
I love Eric Sherman.
Eric is the man.
Eric's a great kid, man.
Yeah, very talented.
He's cousins with Frankie.
Yeah.
Nobody knows who the fuck he is, though, but now they do.
He's great, man.
He's a kid from Long Island that trains with the Down Here Death Squad.
That's right.
And the Hensel Gracie fucking whole team over there at fucking 30th Street.
Yeah.
I might go there. Lex, listen, everybody at home, listen to this. This is important for everybody. Jamie, next week I'll be able to hang out. Because I think my family's going away. So me and you are hanging out next week.
Perfect.
All right?
Sounds like
Set
pizza.
Something up. Either Monday or Wednesday.
Okay.
All right? I'm 100%. Looking forward to hanging out. All right, so we got your call close calling in. Until he calls. Oh, wait, fuck. We got Jimmy Bird calling in first. Let me talk to him. Until then, Jamie.
Yes, sir.
Headlines.
Oh.
Now, you have the English accent. So what I want you to do is look at me. This is how we work. You're like my Robin Quivers.
All right.
You're like my Phoenix Carnivale.
Okay.
They don't want to hear my annoying voice reading shit. Go ahead.
Which one do you want me to read?
Any one you want. You're my news person with the beard.
All right. Are you ready?
Go ahead, Jay. What's up? What's up with the news in MMA world? What's up?
Well, Dana White's contender reached
out. No, don't be weird.
Oh, all right. Sorry.
Talk normal. You got a great accent.
Oh,
why
really?
The fuck would you ruin your accent?
All right.
All right, forget it now. We got Jimmy Bird on the phone. Read that. We're going to get people up excited about it, and we're going to go back to it. Just read it. Go ahead.
Read it now.
What do we got?
Welterweight Philip Rowe has the only contract winner in Dana White's contender.
Ah, the contender series. Fun as shit, man. Who was the only one who got it? Who got it last night?
Philip Rowe.
And he deserves it. Hold on a second.
Ooh.
Okay.
Jimmy.
Hey, what's up, buddy? How you doing? Hey, Jamie.
Man, I'm good, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. Now, listen, I'm driving, so I'm like everybody we interview.
Oh,
so you
wow.
have to tell me if the audio quality is no good. Because at least I know to keep the window up. This is how most of our interviews go.
Yeah. No, it's good. No, we just
it's
had
like,
a...
yeah, I'm good. I'm driving to the gym and keep the fucking window up.
No, Jimmy, right. It's good. You sound perfect. We did the Skype thing with... I ain't going to lie to you, Jimmy. We're getting used to that. It was great, because
okay.
that kid Corey's a great kid. Corey Sanhagen.
Corey Sanhagen's a great fighter. He was great in his last fight.
His fight with Rafael Sensau was beautiful, man. I mean, the guy is an artist.
Yeah.
Beautiful out there.
Well poised.
Did you guys have video, or was it only the audio?
No, we had the video, but one, he couldn't really see us, because we were, I don't know, he saw my hand at one point. It started a little rough, and then when it was going to end, they didn't just get him out of there, so I'm starting to keep talking, and he's still looking at us, and it's not his fault. They're trying to like stop a bomb from going off. I'm like, oh my God.
I think.
I'm like, now I'm supposed to pretend like I'm not having Corey staring at us, and I'm talking to try to. It was weird. Like, so I didn't know what to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and plus the way.
Ariel Helwani doesn't have these problems. Get on your fucking game.
Well, don't forget, it's only Ariel just sitting there on a screen with the cameras in our studio. Now, I'm sure Jamie is sitting where I sit, so the cameras try to capture both of us, and they hook a laptop up.
Yeah.
And it kind of shoots between us. So they either need to sit us closer together, which neither you or I want, or they need to figure out how to do the Skype thing a little bit better so we can actually both be on camera and talk to our guests. So I'm glad they're at least making an effort for the video.
I do. Listen, it's called a little growing pain. Sometimes, like in jiu-jitsu, Jimmy, as you know, you take a couple steps back, they take a whole bunch forward. You understand?
That's true. Although in my jiu-jitsu career, I've taken a couple steps back and then rolled down a hill backwards because I still haven't taken a jiu-jitsu class. And it's one of my great regrets. I saw a friend of mine, a comedian, and I told him I was doing a podcast with you and that I don't train jiu-jitsu. And he was utterly disgusted with me.
Do you know his name, or you forgot his name? You feel bad.
Steve Marshall. My buddy Steve Marshall is a comedian I know for many years. And he was utterly disgusted with me. For not taking jiu-jitsu when I'm side by side with you twice a week.
Well, listen, Stevie's got a point. That's not the Stevie that trains with me, is it, by the way?
No. He lives in New York. And you know, by the way, I was thinking of Skyping in today because I have Skype on my phone.
Oh, that would have been fun, Jimmy. I missed your face.
But I here's why I didn't do it. Because right now I'm doing 76 miles an hour. And I just knew that I would wind up focusing on the video, and it would end very poorly with me rear-ending somebody. So I couldn't do it. Plus, the reception here is pretty bad, so I didn't want to lose reception halfway through.
Do you know who's calling in later, Jimmy? We got your car close calling in.
We do. I mean, you guys do. I know. And I hate when I miss interviews like that, and I also hate when I miss Jamie in studio because I enjoy... I enjoy having guests in with us, man. It's always more fun when a guy's sitting next to us.
Oh, it's so much fun. And like, what this is what I noticed with Jamie. Kind of like I noticed with you the last episode when you knew it's getting filmed. I'm the only one that's still a slob in here. You know what I'm saying?
Mean?
Well, I mean, you came in looking extra. You came in like you had like a nice. You were gonna have a brunch with a nice, like a nice lunch date with somebody. So you came in looking nice the other day. Not that you always. Sometimes you need to come in with your Anderson Silva sweatshirt all half like ah, and you're like you didn't shave, whatever it is. Now you usually shave. Well, that's.
Jesus.
I'm not attacking you, Jimmy. I love you, but I'm saying you looked extra nice the other day, and
here's
I'm like. This is not a coincidence.
I had a nicer T-shirt than normal because, as you know, I probably put 10 pounds on. So there's only a couple of shirts I have that don't show off my breasts, and that was one of them. So I don't wear it that much, so it looks like I got a brand-new shirt, but I didn't. That's just one from when I was a little fatter that I found in the closet.
Ah, Jimmy, I like when you do your fat flashback Fat Boy Fridays. What?
Fat Jimmy Friday?
That's what I meant. And it's so much fun, Jimmy, because I see Jimmy as a little porker. And I go, look at what happened to Jimmy. Hey, you look better now at 49 than you do when you were like 29. Doesn't that feel good?
Thank you.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, look, I know the funny part is, too, when you're really fat, you don't realize how fat.
Yeah. Oh, we lost you, Jimmy.
L.A. hotel room. Oh. And thinking I look pretty good. My shirt was open. And I look back now, I'm like, you fat fuck. How were you happy with yourself at all? When you see yourself, you're lady.
It's true. Up, did you cut out, Jimmy? Up, Jimmy, you're being one of those a-hole callers. I'm only kidding. Jimmy.
I hope he hasn't crashed.
Can you hear me? No. Can you hear me now?
I hear you now, Jimmy. This is going to be one of those calls.
I'm cutting out a little bit. I apologize.
Nah, it's good now, Jimmy.
Hey, listen, let me ask you, too. Did you guys talk about, Connor already?
No!
For Nate 3. And it's really funny that Nate wants Masvidal, and Connor was referring to himself almost like for my comeback, meaning himself. Like, I don't know what he thinks he needs a comeback for. All he's got to do is just sign for a fight. He's not out of the game. He just doesn't seem to want to sign for a fight.
Yeah, dude, I guess it's, when you have all the money in the world, I mean, you got to see what's up, man. I don't know. It's going to be... What you lack is maybe just the attention. Hey, forget about that. What about him smacking an old man? What about him punching an old man in the face? We never talked about that.
I thought we did, but no. We didn't. That was from April, and Dana said he had already seen it.
Oh, okay. Old news. No, I'm only kidding. Let's talk about it.
Well, no, but the video just came out. Honestly, the video just came out, so it's brand new. And he had passed a bunch of his whiskey around or bought a round for the house.
Yes.
And some guy didn't want it. And Connor threw a left, which, by the way, I hope that wasn't his best shot because that guy just kind of moved back and stayed on the stool. That was not very encouraging if you're Connor.
I mean, it's kind of, I mean, what did you see it, Jamie?
Yeah.
I did.
So what is your, guys, what is your thoughts? I'm not going in first because everybody thinks I attacked the guy.
Well, I don't know.
I thought it was terrible.
Yeah, it didn't look good. Like the guy looked like an old fella who just didn't want a shot of whiskey.
Not for nothing.
For his trouble, he got smacked in the face.
Not for nothing. Like, hey, man, like I know I'm 45 and I have like a few like I have like white hairs coming in my chest and maybe some here and there. That dude's hair was white as the driven snow.
Yeah, that guy's old.
I mean, listen, this is the thing. Even if the guy was being rude, and I'm a guy that has a tendency where you kind of want to smack somebody, but I understand. But really, you're going to punch a fucking old man in the face?
Yeah, that's
what
not
What
the
good. Fuck? Nobody... Now, who looks up to a guy like that? Like,
yeah,
not even looks up to him, but who says, yeah, that's cool? Like, who says that's okay? Who?
I know you could kill...
Ooh.
You could kill a guy?
What?
You could kill a guy?
Yeah, I mean, but the guy's not even looking at you. The guy's not a threat.
No.
The guy disrespected you? What is it? I mean, Jimmy, explain it to us. Okay, listen.
I think Jimmy's thoughts on the matter are clear.
Jimmy's at a loss of words. Our little Jimmy bird just crashed into a fucking
mountain.
That
was the best thing ever. It's the funniest thing Jimmy said in a long time.
I love it, man. Well, hey, listen. back to the news until he calls back. Well, seriously, the thing with Connor hitting that guy, I don't know, man. If anybody else did it, they'd be just a piece of shit, no? Like, I mean, right? I mean, I don't know. Wouldn't they be like, dude, who the fuck does that?
Like, yeah, it's not, you know, like I said, you can't justify doing stuff like that, you know?
You know? I mean, if the old guy, like, hit him first or something, it's like, all right, you had to smack an old guy. You know what I mean? Sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
I know, but even if an old guy hits you, what's he going to do? I mean, you've been hit by the hardest punches in the world.
Yeah.
Some old guy slapping you.
Oh, hi, Jimmy.
Sorry about that. Yeah, I had very bad reception up here. And I did hear you, Matt, and you're right about smacking an old guy. You know what I'm wondering?
What?
It seems like when he does stuff like this, or when he does that stupid bus thing, or when he hits a phone out of somebody's hand, I'm going to guess he had been drinking, and it's like maybe for him, drinking is not a good option. Maybe that's something he should look at, because eventually you're going to do something that you can't recover from, or you're really going to hurt somebody, or you're going to do something that's so damaging that the UFC just can't even keep you on the roster.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Drink, I mean, listen, you have one too many, you could offend somebody. Or you maybe have one too many, you just punch old people in the face. I mean, I don't know. You still got to have held the guy accountable. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You know? I don't like it either, especially an old guy like that.
It's funny, man.
It's embarrassing for Connor, too. It's like, what are you doing, man? You know, you're a 30-year-old fighter. You're going to hit a 65 or a 70-year-old guy who's sitting on a bar stool.
Well, the guy's got a fucking chin like Mark Hunt.
Dude, that guy didn't even notice.
He's probably like an old coal miner. He's like, what was that?
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, the guy didn't listen. Maybe the guy wasn't thirsty. Maybe the guy didn't want a shot.
Well, did you watch the video? It was very funny because he took the whiskey and he aggressively put the glass in front of him. Like, if I've never seen a body motion that said, fuck your whiskey more than the way he moved that glass. So he very well may have said something shitty to Connor, but that's still no reason to hit the guy.
He might have been a Jameson guy. Fucking, I mean, hey, listen, who knows, you know?
I mean,
the guy's an old guy. He's probably drinking Jameson forever or something, you know what I mean?
Or gasoline or something.
Anything. That guy looked like, I mean, he looked like a regular there. He looked very at home at that bar.
Yeah.
He looked comfortable. He did look comfortable.
Yeah, he moved it out of the way. Maybe he's a Khabib fan. Maybe he doesn't like, you know, in Ireland. Maybe he's the one who Khabib in.
Yeah.
You know?
Going to challenge him to a wrestling match.
When you drink, you can't punch an old person. You can't punch anybody.
No.
But like,
listen, I'm also hearing, Matt, have you heard the rumors now? Are you hearing Frankie Edgar Aljo?
You know what? Yes, I did hear that. And I'm really not happy about it, to be honest with you. To be totally honest.
And why is that? Because you love Frankie and you love, I mean, Aljo's your guy, but you also love Frankie?
Yeah, I had a lot of talks lately with Longo about this. And I was really kind of, I was upset about it. Not, I mean, not a, like a bitch about it, but I really, you know how much I like Frankie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So this is the thing. I know it's a sport and we all compete and this and that, but it's more than that. Like when we're, getting ready for a fight, we're trying to take the other guy out. We're trying to hurt the other guy.
Yep.
And we got to hurt him.
Yeah.
We get him in a bad position, we got to elbow his face.
Yeah.
You know why? Because the guy can get out and he'll
do it to you.
And he can do it to you. Next thing you know, he'll do a Yair Rodriguez to you. You know what I mean? Like what he did. So it's like, so now you get in a position where, all right, man, I really like Frankie, man. Oh, look at him. He's got his wife and kids. I just saw his father, a stepdad over at a rest stop. I told you about that story.
Yeah.
Like, I know the guy. I feel like I know the guy. I really like Frankie.
Yeah.
Ricardo Almeida is my brother. Like, I'm really close with him. That's his instructor.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's one of those things where I feel like closer than a regular, like than just a regular like opponent, you know?
Yeah, of course.
But I love Aljo. Aljo's my guy. You know what I mean? Aljo's like a little brother / nephew or whatever it is. I forget I'm old. But you can say brother.
Yeah.
He's got 19 brothers and sisters. I'm one of them. I don't know. But listen, so it's, you
who's
know.
Who's ahead of Aljo, Matt, in the rankings? Who is over Aljo? I mean,
I thought you meant out of his 19 brothers and six sisters. I was going to say, I have no fucking idea. Sorry. No, he's right. You guys can look. He's number two, isn't he? He just took out. What is that? All right, Aljo's right there. Guys, help me out here. Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
Put me on the fucking hot seat.
He's in line for a shot at the title.
That's the thing. Again, yeah.
He doesn't need that any more than I think Masvidal needs to fight Nate Diaz, even though that's a massive fight. I think when you're in line for a title, I don't know. I think, not that you pussy away from a fight, but I think that you kind of take the shot because you've worked many, many years and you've earned that shot, and they don't come around that often.
I know. I mean, it's true. But I mean, the thing with, but the thing with Frankie is like, so I was really like conflicted about it. Like, and it still bothers me. You know what I mean? Because we love Frankie. You know, he's like extended.
Yeah. He's a legend.
But it's like, you know, their point is, well, he's going to Aljo's home. Like, Aljo's not going up to his weight class.
Right.
Like, Aljo's already cemented as the number two guy there.
Right.
So it's like, you're going down there. So that's one point where I'm like, all right, that's true. Yep. It's not like we're going up trying to challenge Frankie.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And listen, he's got a, like I said, he's got a, it's a business. Maybe I'm getting like an old, like, fucking softy. You know? Maybe it's just me. Maybe everybody's fine. I don't know. But my thing is, Like I gotta get Aljo prepared to fucking strangle someone unconscious, to break their limbs, to cut them up mounted. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's my job. Like, that's what, not even my job. It's what I want to do because I love the guy.
Yeah.
And so backing him up, I'm going to a foxhole with him. So when you're going with a guy that you like that much, like, I put Frankie above normal.
Yeah, of course.
You know, like, I feel tight with Frankie. Like, Frankie, I can see us getting together, like, with families. You know what I mean? That's how close I am.
Yeah.
So it's like one of those things. It bothers the fuck out of me. But they're all professional. And hey, man, what are you going to do? You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't control things. You know? So anyway.
Yeah. I think Aljo deserves. I want to see Aljo take a shot at the title.
Oh, and then Aljo. Hold on, sorry, Jimmy. And then Aljo goes, well, he did jump up when Morala, what was his name? Mariah's knocked him, head kicked him out. I'm like, oh man. Well, listen, hey, listen. If you're fine with it, I don't know what the, you know. He goes, he did jump up right away when Marlon knocked me out. I go, oh man. I go, I was excited. He was excited for his friend. You know,
yeah,
I don't
of course,
know.
Yeah, yeah.
But hey, listen. All I know is Funkmaster is going to be with me next week on here, Jimmy. He's going to be my co-host. Did I tell you guys that?
Oh, good, man. No, I didn't know that. I'm trying to call in, too.
So I'm going to talk to him. We'll hear everything that Aljo has to say in person.
Cool. Yeah, that's cool.
I'm excited about that.
You know? I would love to know if he's got anything, you know. And what do you think, before I go, what do you think about Nate fighting Masvidal? I know we covered it a couple of days ago. Jamie, what do you think of that? I think that Masvidal is so close to the winner of maybe Usman Covington that a sidestepping and fighting Nate might be a tactical error the way Frankie and Ortega was. What do you think?
I think that's, you know what, that's a really good way to frame that, because I think that's excellent. I agree with you totally. Like, it's a distraction. And for me, like you just also mentioned, you're trying to get to the top. And you don't know when those opportunities will come about. And should you have a slip up with Diaz, or it's not a convincing fight, you know, it's not always about the ranking as well. Sometimes it's like people want to be entertained. People want to see the fights that they want to see. So I agree with you. I think he should be focused on getting a shot at the title. But if he took that fight with Diaz, then any time anyone fights Diaz, it's a risk. Because that guy just seems unstoppable at times.
It's also a payday. And probably a huge payday. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if they're both confident on they're going to win, you know what I mean? So it's like, it's not like a normal fight. It's like, all right, I'm just going to take, I'm just going to jump in and take Joe Schmo, or I'm going to jump in and take this fight, and then I'm going to just stay busy. That's a major, major fight. I mean, Nate Diaz, Jorge Masvidal is like the realest of the real. I mean, these are two real dudes that recognize that.
And a lot of
the
respect
fact that
there,
Nate Diaz called him out, if respectively so, shows that he was like, look, I don't want to, like, if he's not even saying, yo, put me versus Kamaru Usman, the champ at 170. He's not even saying that, because he's like, all right, look, I mean, he's an endurance fighter. He goes in there to finish a fight, and he doesn't want to get outpointed by a wrestler.
Yeah.
That's why he knows Masvidal's not doing that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
He knows Masvidal's going to try to take his head off.
Yeah.
In doing so, he puts himself out there too. So, fireworks, two guys that are not, I mean, man, these guys are made for this. It could be, that might as well be in like a back alley in Miami somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Strategically though, it's a smart move for Diaz, because Nate's been out for 3 years. He looked great against Pettis, but he also knows that he's not like next in line for the title. I mean, you got Masvidal is there. You got Leon Edwards, who looked incredible.
Yeah.
And he also knows that Masvidal and Leon Edwards have something that they have to resolve. So for Nate, it's a very smart fight to take, because Masvidal is at the top of the heap. And if you definitively beat him, you could have one fight and then a title fight. But for Masvidal, strategically, I just wouldn't do it. And if you win the title, Nate will be there in a certain a small amount of time. You can always fight Nate.
Yeah.
Jimmy, why are you away so long? What are you going to do?
I'm vacationing. I don't vacation that much. I have a bachelor party to go to.
Ooh.
Which somebody does not even know what's happening for them. It's a surprise bachelor party. Is it gonna
have chicks and whips and fire trucks?
I hope so.
What's that from, Jimmy?
I haven't been to a good bachelor party in many, many years. Now they're all tame. It's a bunch of dumb middle-aged fruits eating in a steakhouse. They're really boring.
Did you know what my little quote was from? What movie?
What?
No. It was from Bachelor Party.
Yeah, with Tom Hanks.
Oh, I didn't with remember.
Tom Hanks.
With Tom Hanks.
Absolute classic.
And it is a classic.
So good.
So, Jimmy, I want you to watch that.
I will. So good. Wait, don't you guys have Dracar close? I don't mean to keep dapping. I know you got Dracar close. You're going to talk to.
When's that? Why are you saying his name weird? It's Dracar, no?
Oh, is it Dracar? Sorry.
I don't know. Maybe you're not saying it weird. Maybe I just not saying it right.
Yeah, you're right.
Dracar close. Dracar, I can't wait to... hey, listen, you know why he's on? Because I demanded it.
Nice.
You know that, Jimmy. You know I'm a fan. I want him on here.
I know you are, and I don't want to take up time like and make your... I don't want Dracar close to have to wait.
All right, Jimmy, can you give pictures? I know... Can you show me what goes on at that bachelor party? I gotta live through you. I'm a married man.
All right, well, I'm single, so... whatever's on my face, I'll send you a picture of.
Okay. Give me a warning first, in case I have one of my kids on my lap or something. Give me a warning.
Hi,
it's Jimmy, and I'll go run to the bathroom. All right, Jimmy. All right. I'll talk to you hopefully next week. You're calling in?
Yes, pal. And Jamie, good talking to you, and I'll see you guys soon.
You're the best. BC, Jim. Take care, Jimmy.
Right. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye, mate.
All right.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
The great Jimmy Norton. When people say Jim Norton, I go, who? He's my Jimmy.
Yeah, he is your Jimmy.
He's my little Jimmy bird.
He is.
Yeah. Listen, Dracar Close is calling in. When is he calling in? Do I fucking know? Who am I looking at? This guy's playing fucking Angry Birds.
He's coming soon. All right.
All right, until then, go back to the news. Come on, let's talk about some shit.
Are we doing some more news? Oh, this is exciting.
And Dracar Close, you know he switched gyms.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, I want to hear about that. You know why he said?
No,
because there was some. He switched gyms because some drama went down.
Ooh, a little bit of gym talk.
Listen, people don't want to hear about the drama. They want to hear about the fighting. No, I want to hear about the drama.
No, people want to know.
Want to hear about the drama?
People want to know about the drama.
They do. What do you think? What do you think TMZ exists for?
Hey,
it's drama.
Hey,
you know?
Yeah.
People want to hear about Conor smacking people and punching old men. They don't. I mean, they might not.
They might
like,
not like
condone
it, but they want to know about it.
They want to know about it.
Of course they do.
You know, I don't want to just hear about him smoking Eddie Alvarez's shit.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm friends with Eddie. He's not great, but I'm saying it's amazing.
Yeah, it's not
he's
great.
Talented.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
All right. But I'm looking forward to talking to Dracar. But let's go back to the news. I'm going to do this because you put on weird fucking accents. And meanwhile, your accent is fucking is cool enough the way it is. Dana supportive of Aldo Cejudo fight at 135. Wait, hold on.
What?
What is that about? Lots of fighters are angling for Cejudo when he returns from injury in both divisions. Jose Aldo floated the idea of moving down in weight to fight Cejudo. Could he do that? He's kind of big, no?
There's no way I believe that's possible, mate. At 35. He struggles to make 45, don't he?
Well, Dana said, we still don't know what to do with the Cejudo divisions. And this is more Dana. I like Aldo anywhere. I don't know. Is that really him saying that he wants that? He said he likes him anywhere.
Yeah.
The fuck doesn't like? I mean, all right.
Well, I mean, Aldo's a, you know what I mean? He's a legend, isn't he?
We already talked about the Aljo versus the Frankie Edgar Oh, it's at in MSG, potentially in the works. Oh, I didn't know that. Did I know that? I get a lot of information thrown my way. Well, you know what I mean?
You're a busy
this
man.
Brain can only... what the fuck am I looking at on it? Who's Zuri? They're trying to get the Skype looked up, and I see a fucking face
on
it. Oh,
here we go. All
right. Oh, Joe, call close. Let's get him on there.
Uh-oh.
Oh, this is... Oh, look at that. You got the music. Oh, here we go. Oh, there he is. The man of the hour.
Yes.
What up, Tricola? Yeah.
How are you?
How are you? Myself and Jamie English. Does he see us, guys?
Hello, Tricola.
Yeah, I can see you.
Awesome,
oh,
man.
Cool.
Hey, dude, congrats, bro. I'm really happy for you. That was fucking amazing.
Great fight, man.
Thank you, man. It wasn't the performance that I wanted, but fuck, I got the job done.
Now why? I know it's... What the fuck, guys? He just disappeared. Okay,
oh,
he's back.
He's back.
I want to talk to you about that because you said that before because you were calling out Gregor Gillespie, but you were saying that maybe this performance didn't warrant that. I thought this, I don't mind a little adversity from the outside. I'm not fucking in there right now.
Right.
But
yeah.
From the outside, the fact that you had to deal with some tough situations to get out of and come back like a fucking stud, I think that shows a lot. You know?
Yeah, yeah. I just wish I shouldn't get in those situations. You know what I mean? I make it way too close, but I'm just glad I got the victory.
I like that. I like that you're hard on yourself with that. You know, that's important. You know, you could just be like, "Oh, a win's a win," but because you're hard, that's why you're doing so well. Just before Dracar, we had on Corey Sandhagen, and like this episode really sums up like the dark horses in this division, because I don't think you guys get enough shine, man. I really don't.
No, I really like Corey. We're in the same locker room. Dude, I can see him being the champion. Dude, he's tough as hell. You know, we don't get a lot of praise, you know, especially the 155 division. There's so many guys, you know, each week, you know, if someone has a good performance, they forget about the next guy. So,
you know, it's so funny. I was thinking about that the other day, Jamie English. Like, if there was so many fights... Like there was like back in the day, there'd be like two UFCs a fucking year.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably why people know me, you know, because right. There's so much action going on that you can get lost in a mix. But I'll tell you, Dracar, the second I saw your fight, you could ask the guys, the Wizards of Oz behind the fucking thing here. I go, yo, get your car on the show, man. I want you to get some praise, you know,
dude. I appreciate that. I'm a big fan of yours. You know, you've always been nice to me every time we cross paths. So
you know, it's funny, Dracar, because people see only one side of fighters a lot of time, unless they are on a reality show or have a podcast or whatever. And Dracar looks like he's a straight up fucking killer in there. Nicest dude ever when you meet him.
Yeah,
like I wish you see you and you're dating Courtney Casey, correct?
Yeah, she wants to say hi to you.
Oh, tell her to say, oh, look at this. What's up, Courtney? And that's how I always see them. You see that? Yeah. Just a smiling couple.
That's nice.
I mean, if anybody, talk about a badass couple. If anybody ever messes with them out at the mall or some shit, that'll make some YouTube. That'll make TMZ. Yo, I'm not a drama guy, but a lot of people are. Now, you switched up camps recently because you said there was some drama that went down at the old camp. Just some typical gym bullshit or just?
You know, they got rid of my striking coach. And, you know, to me, I learned a lot from him. He was pretty much my head coach. And, you know, I just followed him. And you know how, you know, Crouch, he's kind of petty. You know, I was going to try to do both gyms.
Yeah.
But I heard he was talking shit behind my back. So it's like I just made it easier for him and just went with my head coach.
I hear you, man. It's you form bonds, you know, and it's very important. And this is what I tell people, like everybody I corner, I really, really like, or else I'm not cornering them, you know, but I tell people like when stuff like this goes on, whether it's the person leaving, the people staying, I go, people go where they belong. That's it. It's not a big deal. Like, you know what I mean? Like you're going to battle, like you, whoever's in your foxhole, That's on you. Like, you shouldn't be uncomfortable with who's in your fucking foxhole, who's with you, walk into that cage. You know what I mean? So,
you know, fucking, you know, like, you know, I put my life in their hands, and you know, and I'm just glad I have the corners, you know, that were out there with me, you know. So it just kind of sucks because Crouch is a good person. It just sometimes he wants to just be the head dog over everything, but you know, this game is about evolving and learning.
Oh yeah, man. Sometimes it's just a clash, man. But hey, listen, you're doing fucking phenomenal. Where the fuck? What was I about to? What am I looking at here? Oh, with the what's his name? Say the new. I love the guy in your corner. What's his name? Santana.
Santino.
Santino. Yes. What's his last name?
DeFranco.
DeFranco. How the fuck did I fuck that up? Excuse me, Courtney. I'm sorry. I didn't know you were gonna be. Look at...
Okay.
I forget who I'm talking to here. Ass kicker. I like that dude, man. I think he's very chill in the corner. You know?
He's very chill.
Yeah. Between rounds, and by the way, let's get back to your last fight, because that guy, what's his name? Christoph. He came out guns blazing, man. Hard. And it ended. It was very telling how that first round ended. You made a statement how that first round ended. In a close first round, you fucking ended that thing with an aggressive fucking 1-2 or combo. I got right in his face. And then you went back to the corner. How did we feel between that first and second round? Do you remember?
Man, coming out, like, I think that 8 months layoff, it kind of got to me because I was like, fuck, I'm in a fight right now. And it just didn't feel right. And then, you know, everything changed that last 10 seconds. And then going into the second, it was like, man, dude, this dude, he doesn't have any power. I need to just put it on him and just try to finish him. And that's what I did. Bit down on that mouth guard and just kept going forward.
Now, working out of those bad positions, when he had your back with the choke, right, Joe Rogan goes, he tapped, and you didn't, obviously. And he goes, oh, no, I take that back. He didn't tap. And you got out. Whoop, he's on the back, hooks in, rear naked choke. What's going through your mind? I fucked up. I got to get the fuck out. What's going through your mind?
Yeah, I was like, fuck, I'm losing this fight. I got to go get his ass.
The second you get out, because this is what I want to ask you next. I'm so impressed with your cardio. Because, man, it's aggressive to try to put somebody away with that rear naked choke. But you were in some bad positions. You got out. It's like the round just started. What the hell are you doing? VersaClimber Hills? What is going on with your cardio?
No, I've been, Neuroforce One, Henry Cejudo, that's his, his little thing. And everyone's starting to do that now.
What is that now?
Neuroforce One.
Okay.
It's all like broken down like a science. It's pretty awesome.
It's just, it's a training method? Is it, what is it? Sprints and shit?
Training facility. Like heart rate, they check, if you're in the red, you don't work, you don't go as hard that day. So it's all broken down in science.
You've been doing that for a long time?
No, just for 8 weeks. And then just heart, man. That's one thing that you can't teach is heart. And I've always had that.
Now, I'll tell you, obviously you got heart and balls. Gregor, what am I, an asshole? Am I a fucking asshole? Say his last name for me.
Gillespie?
What is it?
Gillespie.
I said it before.
Yeah.
You guys realize this is why I don't work on the behind the desk at Fox or anything. I'm made for a fucking podcast. Now, it takes balls to call out him, man. He's beating the fuck out of him. He's looking pretty flawless. I mean, tell me what's the decision behind that?
Man, it was just like, I've heard like a lot of stories, like a lot of people don't want to fight him. And it's like, fuck, man, I'm here to fight the best. And, you know, I want to become the best. And if people don't want to fight him, fuck, sign me up for it.
Man, I like that. And you're healthy, man. You walk, look at you. It doesn't even look like you had a fight.
I know, yeah.
Hands are good. Feet are good.
Yeah, just my feet are a little sore. But other than that, you know, I'm up here in Vegas right now at the UFCPI. So. They're trying to, you know, work on me, so.
Not to sound like an old dude, but you think they could do anything for my fucking arthritis? Anybody? Does anybody know about that shit?
Works magic, man. Her hands are magic.
Who's that?
Heather, she's the head physical trainer here at the USCPI.
Yeah, I gotta start milking my Hall of Famer fucking benefits here. You know? All right, man. Your car closed. So that's it. So we want Greg on next. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, hopefully, you know, I'm trying to come out there y'all way, you know, New York. You know, I'm trying to eat some of that good pizza.
Oh man, I'll take you to some places for sure.
Are you still not eating gluten?
Hey, that's fucking great. Your better half caught me with a bunch of snacks. It was on my Instagram. But to my credit, they were gluten-free. I'm doing all right with that, man. I'll tell you, I don't want to bore everybody, but the cauliflower pizza is a fucking game changer. Where's the applause on this sea sucker?
Oh.
Dude, let me tell you something. The cauliflower pizza, I can't tell you enough about it. It's so great. I'm eating pizza. I'm eating pasta like 5 days a week, and I still got abs. Tell Courtney to look away for a second.
Uh-oh.
Show my abs. Look away, Courtney. Look away. Look at my abs. Courtney, now get out of here. Listen to me. I got fucking abs. Listen, Courtney, it's not your boyfriend's abs, but let me tell you something. I'm 45. That's because of the fucking cauliflower pizza. I just lost half the audience, by the way, because of all this.
No, I've been on my gluten free kick. You know, my stomach's been messed up, and you know, I've been just trying new things, and dude, I really enjoy it.
Unbelievable! You see this?
I'm seeing it.
But your car close backs me up with this shit. I'm gonna tell it to Ramos. I'm showing this clip to Ray Longo because he doesn't want to hear nothing. I'm gonna tell him that this badass your car close backs me up with the gluten free. Thank you, dude. That made this whole interview worth it. You back me up with that. Hey, Jacar. Hey, Courtney, while you're here, what do you got coming up? Everybody wants to hear from you.
December 7th, I have a fight in the DC card.
Oh, you didn't announce it yet, did you?
They announced it. I don't know her name though.
Dude, oh my goodness. Listen to me. You're gonna fight. She's gonna be disrespected. That's all right. Courtney.
I don't care who it is, where it is. I just fight.
You see this couple? You can do a screenshot of this. That's a beautiful couple.
That's very good.
Dangerous as F. I clean it up because there's a woman on the. Dangerous as F. Guys, listen. Thanks so much. Congratulations. Courtney, I'm looking forward to your next fight versus what's her name. But your car. Hey, man, I hope you get Gregor. You get to New York, you're getting in studio, man.
Definitely. Thank you. I appreciate you, man.
Hey, man. Absolutely. Appreciate you, buddy. Keep fighting like that. Everybody appreciates you.
Congratulations,
yes,
mate.
Sir. Thank you.
All right. Take care, Jakar.
The great
Jakar close, everybody.
All right.
Let me get Maddie try to shut this thing. Very better with the. Hey, better timing with that. You made it less awkward.
Yes, listen, she sits here like.
Jamie English, let me tell you about today's show. It's almost like new beginnings.
Oh, yeah.
Great time. The fact that we, that Jakar close, you know, it backs me up with that gluten-free.
Yeah.
I'm a happy man.
You should be.
I'm a fucking happy little man.
Yeah. Pizza, pasta, back
pussy!
Up.
Pussy!
Back up. Back up.
I'm married. But I attacked my wife this morning. She didn't know what was it. What are you doing? You don't got to get up for another 15 minutes. I'm ready. Good morning, honey. Here I come. But I got another 15 minutes. No snooze alarm, honey. I'm coming in hot.
Oh, God.
All right, Jamie, listen to me, man. Thank you for hanging out today.
No, thank you.
I had a phenomenal time.
Well, I may have wet myself. You know? Thank you very much.
What do you want to do? What do you want to plug?
Hensel Gracie Academy.
Oh, God, I had such a good time there.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great time.
A lot of good laughs.
I can't stop thinking about my wife now.
Well, thanks for that.
I'm trying. I've been with my wife a long time. I shouldn't be thinking about it so much.
I think it's a good sign.
It's healthy. I tell my kids, look, you always see me attacking your mother. It could be worse. You could be waking up and there's some people waking up. The spouses are strangling each other.
Yeah, that's
I'm
not
giving
good.
Your mother love. I mean, I'm not scarring them.
No.
But, you know.
Yeah, let's just make that clear, listeners.
Sometimes she has to make the frame. You know the frame?
Yeah, the frame.
The frame makes some space.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Spray me with a bottle.
You're a very cuddly man.
All right, listen to me. UFC Unfiltered. I'll see you next week. What's today? Wednesday?
Yeah.
I'll see you next week, everybody.
Goodbye.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well.
So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
When Tillamook ice cream beckons you to the freezer aisle, which irresistibly creamy flavor do you choose? While you're thinking, try not to fuck up the glass. Tillamook ice cream, extraordinary dairy.